This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the summit.
It's your girl, Isabel.
It's your boy, Dylan. We have an OG episode this week because we haven't done one in a minute.
OG.
We've been doing bi-weekly, as you guys know, because of Anaya, and it's still like bi-weekly kind of, you know? It's like every like 10 to 18 days, maybe, my girl. But
listen, they've been coming. Sorry, we're doing tomorrow.
They've been good though, ain't?
Got no plans. Saying, this week.
I know the past couple episodes have been some heat. Had Mowgli on the podcast. Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
In official exclusive, first time he's ever talked about One Piece ever.
Hell yeah!
Come on, come on. His final interview at Braille.
Oh, hell yeah.
Come on. You know? And I even asked the question, because we were just talking about Pete. Obviously, as you guys all know, we are certified straw hats. I talked to Oda earlier this week. He is good. His eye surgery is completed. He took a month break. I don't know if we talked about that in the last time, but he took a month break from the manga because he was just... And it's crazy. He was drawing Peak while blind. He's drawing Egghead blind.
Blind. He had astigmatism, which is like what I have.
So whatever that means, all right? I'm not a doctor, okay? Like,
either, okay.
What do I look like, a doctor to you? I watch anime.
You look like a certified straw hat. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I think you do too. You do look like one too.
I did give birth to one of y'all. I'm just letting everybody know. Did you throw Anaya that in
D.
there?
Anaya D. The world government followed us today on Twitter, actually. I think we have a bounty coming out for us. I told that motherfucker, I said, you better watch, you motherfucker. You know who I am? I'm an official straw hat bitch, and I posted the picture.
What?
Yeah, I said, hey, listen,
what official
bitch.
Government? What?
So on Twitter has its like own little like universe.
Right.
And yeah, so the Anatwit government. This guy's like just known for putting out bounties on people, like One Piece content people. And he followed us today, which is concerning because, you know, can't be having the military follow us and shit. 245, damn. You know what I'm saying? So we're already, he only follows 245 and we're in the top 245. So he's worried about us, I think. Fuck the government. You're not catching me ops. Fucking, you don't think I won't call Luffy? You don't think I won't snitch our boy? We already got
his flag summit, waving in our fucking home. So.
Summit straw hat. Yeah, we're protected, bitch. We're protected. This is his territory.
Fuck with that flag.
The summit is straw hat territory. Yeah, so Oda's eye surgery went good. Oda's eye surgery went good. They dropped the a little Egghead Island arc, you know what I'm saying? The fucking trailer
that song
for
it. Was so fire. Bop. Can we just talk certified about that? Bop. Like, come on, everyone is sleeping on, is it called J-pop or Japanese pop or whatever?
The genre,
it's not K-pop. Yeah, sorry.
I thought you were talking about the song's name. I don't know.
I did find the girl that made the song, but she didn't drop it yet on Spotify or whatever. They haven't released it yet, so she better. I hope so.
Also, I wanted to, right at the beginning here, shout out a couple people that just, you know, have been supporting us and hanging out with us always, like, even through the slower times here, the bi-weekly times here, this is our bi-weekly arc, that's what we're going to call this.
Bi-weekly arc.
But shout out Sarah, shout out Ruka, Justin, appreciate all you guys keeping the Discord running and safe and everything. Appreciate
we
that.
We love y'all Falcon. So much. Yeah.
High and vibing. I've been chilling in his streams a lot. Taven, we've been chilling. Jay, we've been chilling. Jay Kwan, you already know my boy hooked it up with the motherfucking Minato Pop. And now I heard it, you know, he's saying my God might have that
card stamp
on the low for me. Come through back door out the GameStop. And he hit me up today about the Whitebeard Pop too. He's looking for a white beer for it. He just bought one for himself yesterday, but
Hell yeah.
He said the next one's us, so.
Hell yeah.
Waiting for the white beer to hook up.
Yeah, and then he can come over and see
That's
everything.
What, yeah, I told, oh, I told him, I told him about the parties. I was like, yeah, anytime you're off, come through, dog. Anime parties every Sunday. We watched One Piece with Tyler. We got Tyler and Taven both grinding One Piece hard as fuck right now. Tyler was falling off a little bit, but I got on his ass yesterday. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you still not done Thriller Bark? Like, he literally saw nothing happen and then was like, I'm gonna take a break. He claims he's busy, but it's like, what the fuck, bro? Dog, you're not busy. Stop lying to me.
Oh my God.
You got time for One Piece. Urban, on the other hand, he got 200 and fucking, he's like 225 episodes and like, since the last podcast episode.
Saw him in the fucking Discord. Hell yeah, guys.
He said that he watched the Long Ring Pirate arc on accident. I told him that show's trash and to skip it, but he listened.
I'm gonna go back and watch everything plus the fillers. Like I do.
Well, the filler goes so hard. Oh my God, we saw the marine arc with Sanji cooking and Luffy in the kitchen too. Don't even know why that man thought it was a good idea to take Luffy in the kitchen, but
some of the fillers are
that was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
On top of that, we had we're gonna step away from One Piece here. We're gonna come back to it later on to talk about spoiler stuff. We haven't really spoiled nothing. None of that was spoiler. First 5 minutes, none of this spoiler. True. We're gonna talk about spoilers. God, next time we talk about One Piece, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So we have the I guess we can talk about, because that's not really fucking spoiler either. The One Piece live action. We did a live reaction to the video.
Live reaction, yeah.
Obviously, it only covers the first 75 episodes, so this doesn't count as fucking spoilers. So no one hating you because I just said we were going past One Piece. I lied. Alright? I do that sometimes. One Piece live action, how you feel? What did you think? It is definitely different.
Oh, we haven't talked about it on the podcast.
We haven't talked about it on the podcast
really?
At all. We talked about it on the episode on the YouTube. If you guys are subscribed to the YouTube,
everyone's on YouTube. Give us a follow. Subscription, we appreciate y'all.
Some motherfuckers. So what'd your thoughts?
I really liked it. Everyone on Facebook was kind of like going down about how his
Facebook
scream
trash,
for
though.
Gum Gum. I know Facebook is, but I like posting like the pictures and stuff.
Facebook
for
is
friends.
Literally the worst place for
it.
Anime
I love
communities.
It for sharing,
it's
like,
where all the dumb anime communities are.
Yeah, no, I agree. So like,
I see the
it's not
craziest takes on Facebook. Like, I've never seen one good post on Facebook.
Well,
in the
girl, like who
it's always some crazy ass dumb shit.
From what's her name? I forget her name. I don't want to say her real name because she's on Facebook. Oh. But she joined her. Like, because of the one, I'm in the One Piece 1 million fans thing. And I made a comment. No, but hear me out. I made a comment that a lot of people liked.
You can steal people. Yeah, you can
steal. I made a comment
people.
That a lot of people liked. So, I mean, yeah. We scooped some people.
It is effective to steal some people into the Discord. If you guys know the Discord. Yeah.
My comment was just saying that. So basically, everyone has had the same vibe and feel about it. I think that they think this is going to be good, and they want to see some more. And they think for a live action, for it being One Piece, it looks like half decent. This is nothing like super crazy, but you know what I mean. That was kind of the vibe I was getting from seeing everyone's comments about it. Which I feel the same way. But I'm really excited because I've been following the actors. I personally know, and not a lot of people know, just how deep they've gone into like caring for the characters, and I know that they're watching or reading. I know that they're doing one or the other. So, but yeah, not all of them. Nami's been like a super fan since the beginning. So I'm excited. I am very, very excited.
Yeah, and also the trailer, keep in mind the trailer we saw is over a year old. So like we're going
to
see a much better version, final version of it on the actual Netflix, but we'll hold our breath and see what the fuck happens. We have Naruto coming back for 4 remastered episodes. You hyped for that? Is there what can do you have 4 episodes you would be interested in seeing remastered? Obviously,
definitely the main fights with him versus Sasuke
when
like
they're kids.
Yeah,
because I think they're just
kids.
Doing OG, I don't know if they're doing Shippuden. I think it's just OG Naruto.
And then Minato, something with Minato.
You want to see Minato do the Minato and Obito? That was later. That was an OG Naruto.
Oh, you're talking about OG.
I don't think it's just yeah, this is just literally OG Naruto, four episodes. I think one of the episodes I saw confirmed was the third Hokage versus the first Sekka and Orochimaru was one of the HD ones I had seen.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
One Probably, I would yeah, obviously, that was a lit fight. Obviously, they gotta do Rock Lee versus Gaara.
Oh my god, yeah. They have to do Rock Lee versus Gaara. That's what iconic stands. I think about that stance all the fucking time, guys. All right, Rock Lee was. I don't know. I have such a love-hate relationship with Naruto.
I
love OG Naruto, but then just kind of like, I don't know. Like, it's weird because I like the characters more than I like the plot and the, I don't know.
And that was one of my argument points. Know. So you ever on the Discord, you guys probably know Tiberius by now. He does our YouTube thumbnails. Some of them, he does like half of them. I do the other half. Shout out. He's so much faster than me.
Shit. Like, he's so good at content shit.
But yeah, shout out him. Shout out his game show. We were on it once. He conveniently lost the data because we just stomped on everyone, you know. but we'll go back on eventually. He's been taking a break from it. He's been taking a break from the game show. So I'm just. I mean, I have faith in everything. What the fuck was I even gonna say? Honestly, like, I don't even fucking remember where I was going with that. I was talking about Tiberius. What the fuck was I saying about Tiberius?
Oh, wait, yeah, I was going on a whole thought.
Yeah, I was going on, and I shouted him out for the YouTube thumbnails, and now I don't fucking remember. I don't care. Shout out Tiberius. I forgot to shout you out in the beginning of the episode, dog. Shout out Tiberius. Appreciate you.
Like, oh, shit. With a One Piece live. Oh, wait, we're talking about Naruto. OG Naruto.
Oh, you're talking about the OG Naruto. Yeah, the two Rock Lee, and then they got to do the OG fights. So that's three. Oh, and then they got to do Zabuza and Haku.
Yeah.
That got to be the four episodes right there.
You got it. Bam. You probably got it
Naruto.
Right.
Naruto. I gotta have. That's the only four episodes I can think of off the top of my head like that. Unless they do like... But it's like Naruto versus Gaara was not as deep as those other three I just fucking mentioned, honestly. And you guys already know the whole first part is being left in this podcast. Because we... Every fucking episode, unedited, unfiltered, unscripted.
You get the rawness, the burps. You know what I'm saying? With Anais in
the room, you will get the burps. I did just actually... I accidentally just concealed a burp. Yeah, you'll get... Anaya is asleep right now. Let's do a little Anaya update because that's what people really are listening to this podcast for.
The first D in the world.
Anaya D. Kohler.
Just letting everybody know the first D.
She is sitting up on her own now. She is having regular little mushed up baby food. And it's adorable.
She's a fucking mommy's girl.
She doesn't believe in naps anymore.
No, she doesn't. You know, she doesn't really.
No more naps. Fuck naps. What's a nap? What's sleep? I don't even know what sleep is myself anymore. It's been so long.
Parents, hey.
Yeah.
No, she does better. Once she does get down, it's at least 5 hours. At least I can say consistently. Sometimes it's right at five, and then she'll wake you up for it. But I'm lucky. She gives me long stretches then. Like,
I get long stretches on the weekends, but then she fucks my sleep up during the week when I have to go to work. Yeah. Like, on the weekends, like, she'll literally go to bed at, like, 11:30. Yeah. Like, I'll put her in there at 9:30. She'll fuck around and not go to sleep for, like, an hour or two. But then once she's down... Like, she's out for, like, fucking 7-8 hours.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, no, you're
but,
right.
Because she hasn't even been waking up for, like, the bottle or be changed or anything anymore, even.
Right.
So.
She woke up that one time with me last night.
Yeah.
And then she woke me up at 9, and then I nursed her, and I put her, well, no.
She was out this morning.
She woke me up that one time.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And then I got her in bed to nurse her. But, yeah. I'm like chilling.
So she's healthy. She's been good. We didn't get our checkup like we wanted to because these bitch-ass doctors. We literally, everyone was like
40 minutes before I was pulling in. I was pulling in to go, and he was like, all right, I'm up. And then he was going to get her up. And then I called him. Or no, I got a call. It was at, what time was it? I was at 7:40 some. I had just pulled in from driving home from work. Point was at 8:15. And they were like, she's not in. Sorry, we have to
reschedule you. Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Isabel's friends were literally telling us that this bitch is known for calling off and canceling fucking appointments and shit. And we were like, oh, well, we'll still give her a try. Then you all know my petty ass went and fucking, I named her by name. I said, this bitch is trash. Why are you a doctor if you're not even going to come in? I don't give a fuck. Show up.
That's true. It's like, she needs shots. I wanted to see what her weight was First at. Of all, like, come on. She's
you're
a baby.
Not a nurse. You're a doctor. Baby. You don't do anything.
Nurse practitioner.
You don't do anything. You show up and you measure some shit and then you leave. You're not doing anything, ma'am. Go to work.
when it comes to an IAO.
What is she doing?
You. Yeah, I don't.
The nurses don't be doing stuff.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
What does this bitch?
Ask any nurse again.
That's what I'm saying.
And no, I think
doctors don't
baby
do
dog.
Fucking nothing.
I like the other.
They're just
guys.
Overpaid
now we're
egos,
see him.
Honestly.
We're see
that
the
ass.
The other doctor.
They walk around. Him. They all walk around like they have fucking Doctor House. Bro.
Doctors like
ain't
shit.
Yeah, doctors ain't shit. Every time a doctor walks in the room, I want to fucking swing on him.
You're terrible.
Honestly. I respect nurses.
We're just—he's just overtired.
I respect nurses.
Oh,
I don't too. Respect doctors.
Oh my god.
And then they want everyone to call them that. You need to call me doctor, bitch. We're at the grocery store. I don't know you. Are you in a fucking lab
that
coat,
is
dog?
True. Like out in public, it's
not
like,
calling you doctor.
I don't, yeah, come on now.
Your name is Daniel.
I think like
dog.
Yeah. Like,
it's not doctor.
Yeah.
Your parents ain't name you that.
I do agree. I think out in public that we should.
Address me by my military rank then.
Yeah, that's true. Come
out
on,
in
on.
Person.
We don't
while wearing Naruto shirts. You better know. You better look at me and know. Fuck these doctors.
Yeah. Oh my god. You've been feeding her dinner each night.
Yes.
Baby food. She's been eating just like her daddy.
Chicken
I try to
gravy
eat,
and baby rice mm-hmm. and peas. Little green peas. Little sweet green peas.
I might just pick up a nasty fucking call.
It didn't. Especially not from you.
I know. I'm so soft spoken. I'm sorry, y'all.
So, we have been grinding through some anime, honestly, on the low.
Anai's been watching anime, too.
Because that's all we can do. Anai's watched One Piece, honestly, the first 300, up to Thriller Bark, 3-4 times by now.
Yes.
Honestly, she's watched Hunter x Hunter twice, she watched Naruto twice.
Nuh-uh. Oh,
yes, she has. I'm dead ass. You know how many times? I'm becoming so fucking smart with One Piece. Like, I'm literally picking up
every little
detail because it's just playing all the time. And I just constantly catch little shit all the
same,
fucking time
though.
Everywhere.
I'm only watching it, like, what, this is my second time, I guess, wherever she's at.
And this is, like, my
I'm
fourth.
Like, damn, I'll be watching it.
Especially in East Blue. You know how many times I watched the fucking East Blue arc? Arcs?
Yeah.
Oh, my arcs. God, bro. I could map out Logetown by memory.
Oh, my God.
So what else have you been watching? Golden Kamuy. I finally got you to watch that. You're
I was watching most
a little bit of a hater, honestly. She was
know.
Hating. You
I
don't know why.
I wasn't liking it as much as I thought I would, but it's definitely not bad. I fuck with the characters. I really do fuck with the character building, but the animation kind of gets me. I don't know. But I mean, it's animated.
Not everyone can
good.
Be Demon Slayer, you know? Yeah, it's good
and
for what
the
it
fights
is,
and shit,
know?
But then all the in between shit, they're like, all right, we don't really have the budget to.
Comedy?
You know,
great comedy.
Some of the comedy is pretty.
Great
I think I
comedy.
Laughed out loud at one of the parts.
Yeah,
because
there's a couple
what.
Parts.
I don't know.
And Sugimoto, every time you pop off, Immortal Sugimoto.
Yeah, that yeah. And
worth
that,
it.
That shit's pretty fire.
For 40 episodes.
It's not bad. All right, for 40, I'm like at the very right. No,
that's what I'm saying. No, you're caught up. You're like
yeah,
pretty much
I'm...
caught up. You're like maybe 5 episodes away from being caught up. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. But,
yep.
And
I put on Netflix this morning that men's bath. What was it? Not bathhouse.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sorry. What was that? Oku? It's.
You're
it's
on your
Oku.
Own. I don't know what the fuck you watch.
It's,
oh,
it's
the
one where the all
Netflix,
the men have
Netflix
died
only,
off.
Right?
It's, yeah, it's a Netflix one. It's actually kind of like interesting, but
it's
I don't
like
know,
a
at the
female
same time.
Andrew Tate.
Yeah, so basically in Japan, dude, all the men just die. Like, they just start dying off from this, like, disease, and then it's just so bad. And all these females have to, like, basically take over. And it, like, starts the anime with, like the one family's like, all right, I think we'll be able to afford sperm. Like, it's just so fun. Like, and then all the men have become, like, getting, like, in the houses, like, with the prostitutes or whatever.
Like, it's like, hands,
like,
it's like reverse
yeah,
Handmaid's Tale.
It's, like, literally. And then they're all servants to the fucking queen, and all these dudes. But the
one dude, like, snickered. She's like, who just fucking laughed at me?
Yeah, literally.
She turned around and was like, was it you, bitch?
That literally
you
happened.
Laughing?
That literally happened.
I know, that's
oh
what I'm saying.
God,
we watched the
so
we saw the trailer.
Oh, it was
together.
In the trailer? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I
that one, just
trailer.
That one little clip was.
Well, I literally saw that shit. Yeah, he was like, so, oh, my God. Yeah. That
what,
was pretty funny. I'm liking the comedy shit coming out now. It's honestly pretty. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, was there anything else?
The show's way different, but.
Was there anything else comedy-wise that you watched?
I don't think so.
Just
I don't
those?
Think I put on anything
was
else
there,
that's worthwhile to talk about.
I watched a banger that was recommended from someone in the Discord. Link Click? Yeah, Link Click. Time travel anime. Normally,
oh,
time travel
you
hard as fuck to deal
one.
With.
Yeah.
slap. 13 episodes, or it was like 11 or 13 episodes. So fucking good of a story. Like, literally, give it 2 or 3 episodes, because it is, like, the first episode, you're like, it's interesting, I get it. The very end of the first episode is where you're like, oh, okay, I definitely am trying to watch another one of these. And then the more you watch, it's like, okay, good. No, I don't think you finished the first episode.
See, I
something happens at the end that you're like, oh, fuck.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting.
First episode was good for what I saw.
And the animation, surprisingly, like, decent. The animation's just I like it. It's good.
It's just, I have to be in the mood to, like, watch it. Really, like yeah.
It's like one of those where it's drawn iffily, but it makes it look really well somehow. It looks really high animation, but then when you really, like, pause it and look at it, you're like, it's not that good animation. but when you're playing it, you're like, wow, this is fucking real, like, movie quality animation. Yeah, I don't know what's up with it. It's a little weird. But I definitely fucked with that. Obviously, you guys are gonna be getting a mall update from me fairly soon, because I have a lot of fucking shit I went through.
We didn't even get to talk about the Demon Slayer
season. Yeah, Demon Slayer season 3 finale. That was, I guess, the next
spoilers
one.
Ahead for anybody who hasn't seen it,
but like, what are you doing?
What the fuck are y'all doing? Shit's fire.
Nezuko, we had a big app. First of all, they said 70 minutes and they lied to us. Yeah, that shit really was 50 minutes, dog. Damn. You didn't think I was timing it?
Yeah.
You didn't think I was timing this shit?
Like, come on.
Huh? Ufo table? You didn't think I was timing that 50-minute bullshit? Fucks. But yeah, but other than that, animation slapped. The, it was very interesting. Like, it's weird because when I read the manga, I was way more interested in the Swordsmith Village than I was the Entertainment District arc. But somehow the Entertainment District arc and the anime went fucking so hard.
You're right. Yeah.
And then this one seemed kind of like mid.
Yeah.
Like not bad mid. Good mid. Good mid.
Yeah.
But like still like.
They didn't show enough of it. Because I felt like they really showed it in the manga, right? And it felt like you're really in it. Like, oh, they're trying, like, but then this one, they were like, we're going from fight to fight. Like, we're moving. I don't know if they're just trying to, like, get through, or, you know what I mean? Like, it was just.
Yeah, it was, like, it didn't very really pause and paced. Got, like,
it was, yeah, it was very fast paced.
Also, I don't appreciate.
It is beautiful there. Like, I thought they were going to show more.
I don't appreciate this 11 episode bullshit that Demon Slayer thinks are cool getting away with. Yeah, like, we let it slide on that one time because y'all did the movie. Yeah. Then you wanted to break up the movie with the other season. Okay, yeah. I got it. Why did we get 11 episodes this time?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Because, like, my thing is, like, when you're... The 11 episodes... When I first started watching anime, the 11 episodes were always for those, like, the rom-coms or, like, the shitty ones. Not shitty, but, like, the ones that, like, really ain't no one gonna watch. If it was a banger short, fucking anime, guaranteed 24 episodes. They're like, the seasonals were not like, oh, there's 75 seasonals and we need to check them all out. It was like, there was the fucking 3 bangers that would all be 24 episodes. It'd be 6 months. You'd have 6 months on of like banger animes and then like 6 months of like finding shit you didn't watch and looking at them 11 episode mid shits.
Yeah.
Fucking that. Now it's just like every fucking two every months we're gonna have a whole like new 11. Rack of animes to do fucking one episode. Like,
right.
Why?
Like 12
episodes. And then it's like sometimes they're getting 6 episodes, sometimes they're getting 11 episodes, sometimes they're getting 13 episodes, sometimes they're getting 15 episodes, sometimes they're getting a movie and 8 episodes, sometimes they're getting 2 movies and no episodes. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Why are we doing this?
It's all over the place.
I don't know if it's because like they're just they're over licensing shit. Like, not everything needs a fucking anime, bro. Like, I understand, I get it. We don't need like season 2 of Vending Machine. We don't.
But that are you
those
like,
people that like that? If you like Vending Machine, you're weird. Okay.
But like, do you think though? Hear me out. Was the Vending Machine created by that streaming company or whatever, right? It wasn't made by a manga person, or was it a mangeka?
Is it a manga before it
like,
was an
do
anime?
You feel I don't like there's fuck, more mangekas getting I think the, done, the, or yeah, like, is there more, like, Netflix original, like, they're coming out with their own anime.
See, I actually don't
like,
know.
Do you think
I'll look into it, because I actually do want to know.
I was just curious, yeah, like, do we feel like there's more?
If there's, because, like, that was another thing I was worried about, was, like, Webtoon,
just
pumping out bullshit and getting licenses for everything, and then you get rushed bullshit, like, out of high school, you know what I mean? Which is like, oh, cool fights, but the story actually falls apart because
but
there's no story. The whole story is watch Jin fight some people.
Yeah,
I'm surprised I remember his name.
There was more or I mean, maybe not to his background, but they went into all the other background. It was a pretty good anime.
The wedding bitch, the wedding woman, who's like, her shit was, she's like, man, good. I'm trash. They, I guess I just gotta marry a dude. And then the dude's like, I'm evil. And then she's like, I'm not trash anymore. Brown haired Sakura, that's who you're talking about?
You're terrible. Don't be disrespectful to Jin, at
Did
least.
Did she even have brown hair? I fuck with Jin.
She was like, it was like,
that's why I remember brown. His name, because obviously I fucked with him.
I fucked with the other dude, kind
of. He was all right. What was his name? What was his name? What was his name?
I'm really bad with names, though. Exactly. Like, what do you, I couldn't even tell mm-hmm. you. Like, come on now. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I was just curious because I do feel like they have like Netflix original, and you're like, and then it's like always like real mid. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, Kaweri, so I don't know. The manga people, like, are they getting their shit put out?
Is there anything that you've been watching personally, like without Mira?
Well, that one I kind of like, sometimes I'll start a little or I'll put something on. I don't know, not really. I don't think I've started anything. I have my phone right here. Maybe I can try to.
I did watch, actually, without you because you didn't watch the anime, the Black Clover movie. We did a little watch party. We did a little watch party in the Discord. There's a group there. And it was a pretty good movie, honestly. The animation slapped, but that's pretty much it. It was a 2-hour fight with no story at all and just good animation. So I'm not going to hate on that because that's almost what Stampede is. Stampede had some more story to it than fucking whatever, but obviously it's One Piece. It's got more story to it than anything else. But that was pretty much just a 2-hour fight also. But yeah, I'm down. It was a beautiful, dope fight, beautiful animation. Fucking Asta ain't yelled that much. Appreciate mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Asta.
I saw some of the animation. It wasn't bad. I think I don't know why. I do remember watching like a snippet of it. So
I did also get, and I watched, caught up on Mashal. That was one that you might fuck with that one, honestly.
I was
It's another one that has a pretty decent comedy. It's worth watch through. It's not anything.
I think it's
being a little overhyped, but it's not anything crazy, but it was decent. I liked it. Definitely better than Vending Machine.
Hell yeah.
Dr. Stone. I'm looking
forward to Zom 100 coming
out. Oh my god, Zom 100. Shout out Ruka for putting me on that early.
That fucking trailer and the animation looks so good. I've been on a zombie kick too, so it looks amazing. I'm so excited.
I'm hype as fuck for it, because especially that's exactly how it'd be. Like, I just want the world to end so I can stop going to work, bro. I'm so tired of going to work. Like
what a good trailer, guys. Old. Like, it looks so good.
Animation's interesting. It's colorful. Yeah. It looks funny. Yeah. Hit that fat zombie hit that Attack on Titan run. Yeah. My man's just chilling. I hope he get himself a little side piece in the apocalypse, you know what I mean? To come live with them and do his bucket list with them.
Hell yeah.
We'd be chilling. Awesome. We would be chilling here, honestly. We would be chilling. Yeah. Me and Quentin, we've talked about before, we would take over this top floor here and we would just run this shit. I finished Vinland Saga 2. Honestly.
Oh, you did finish it because I was really
It is interesting, but it wasn't anything fucking losing my mind out. I definitely prefer season 1 over season 2.
Right.
We'll see where it goes from here. He's going to build his own fucking peaceful world across the land.
Is that what he said he was going to do?
Yep. Oh, boy. And he's going to find Vinland, and they're going to go live there, and there's not going to be any slaves there. And it's going to be nice. Everyone's going to be nice to
Plot
each other.
Plot twist, the boat sinks.
Yeah, right. Not with him on that shit. No way.
That's like the type of shit that would happen, though, when they were like coming over from that era, like to here. Yeah. Like, they would... I mean, damn.
And I also did watch this one that was really fucking trash. Godzilla Singular Point. Horrible animation.
Oh, is it that horrible one that's Godzilla. Like the Godzilla? Really?
Yeah, okay, horrible animation. Horrible Godzilla.
I tried to start
horrible
that.
Horrible dub. Everything's bad.
Damn, all right.
It's all bad.
Yeah,
figured. Not worth watching. And then, you know what
Dr.
I did
Stone?
Start? Dr. Stone Season 3. Oh my god. Has been so interesting with this new introduction of these people that have Hell the yeah. power of this turning them to stone again.
Oh yeah,
is that, wild.
Okay, so this is where the plot's going with it all.
Yeah,
so,
I can't wait for them to, because I know what's gonna happen now. I see what's happening. They just took out a couple of them motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like they took out some really important people and stoned them and then broke the stone.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have to piece these motherfuckers together. Even the one main dude, Chrome.
Really?
Taken
oh yeah,
out.
They did. Because oh my god, on the boat. Yeah. Oh my god.
But you know who else is on the boat?
Oh yeah.
That frozen motherfucker. So y'all better not let Senku figure out how to revive him.
Wait a minute,
to
is he
fight.
With them?
Yeah, he's on the boat with them.
In ice and
yeah.
shit.
So
oh,
I mean, if this motherfucker, if Senku figure out how to revive him, they all got a big problem on their hands. just like we do right now, because our little bundle of love, Anaya, who doesn't believe in that, she's like, I slept for 28 minutes, okay? Now fucking put me in the game room right now. Yeah, she don't believe in sleeping, you guys. Like I said, she just takes little 30-minute shit naps every now and then in between her one of 15 piss diapers we get a day. This is why you can see the podcast has not been done really reliably all like that. And this is also AthGeek. Who else have I fucking... Dad's Anime Stash, Josh, my bad dog. Fucking Talking Anime, Mitch, Triple... I've been invited onto a lot of shows, and I feel bad because I would love to fucking do every single one of them, you know, but I literally, it's impossible. She don't fucking give us any time. She don't believe in naps. She hasn't literally, she gave up napping like 2 months ago, and it's just been like this now. So we did watch some more Hell's Paradise. We're still a little bit behind on that, and Heavenly Delusions, actually. We're like 3 or 4 episodes behind because we're watching those together. So... obviously, I didn't want to watch them without Isabel because she, you know, she'll get mad at me. And I don't need that in my life. You know what I mean? I gotta keep her happy. I gotta try to keep her happy. It doesn't work always. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'd be like buying One Piece cards and stuff. You know, Pops. I like Pops a lot. But we try. You know, it's all you can do. We're getting ready. Also, we're coming up, you guys, we're coming up on our 6 years, which then now means I can say 7 years, because you always say the year that's ahead of where you're working towards, you know what I'm saying? For relationship wise. I did start watching Gintama for the first time. It's my first time ever experiencing that anime, really. I'm doing it in the dub also, because I feel like with Yu Hakusho, the dub will only increase my experience with Gintama. And I've been enjoying it for sure. It's iconic as fuck. Jintoki is hilarious. I could do without the poor boy that lives with him. The alien bitch is funny as fuck too, because she just be doing whatever the fuck she wants. Not understand nobody. Doesn't respect anybody. But yeah, so definitely. I think I'm like 25 episodes into that one now.
I have returned from the dark realm.
The shadow world.
I'm at a 45 degree angle. I would be at a 37 degree angle.
Is that a problem? You don't like my jokes? She's looking at me so dead faced right now. She's like, what, bitch?
It's your daughter.
Yeah, and so what were we talking about? Gintama. I watched Gintama. Gintama?
Yeah, I keep forgetting to like put it back on and just let it, yeah, because I fell asleep to it the one time. But
it is pretty fucking iconic.
It was so funny. I forget, wait, what was the day? Episode title. I'm not going to say
it's
it,
like
but it was
sons
so
only take after their father's negative attributes or some shit like that. And it was like right, oh my God, it was literally like the worst time.
Funny.
It was really like they broke the fourth wall to troll personally. Like they were like, hey Dylan, you know your bitch ass dad? You're a bitch too.
Anaya.
Yeah. Oh, what? Let us are live. We too loud? You know where it's quiet? The living room in the swing.
She's like, does I don't even think she has a
where
diaper.
You were napping.
Check her again. So I checked.
Of course
her.
Not. She looks so cute in this little outfit though. My little baby. My cute little baby.
No, she didn't.
She's just a fucking menace, you guys. Telling you. Do you want
to
say anything?
I have this other cute one that I wanted to put her in with. Oh.
Just gonna hit the mic. You
want
to say anything?
Anaya.
We bought her a fan today to go outside to the pool, and she literally immediately tried to put her fingers in the fan. And we were like, all right, well, taking that away from you. Cool. Glad that lasted.
Foot.
Had to figure out a way to wrap it around her stroller, like out of her fucking reach, to cool her ass down without her trying to fucking take a finger.
She you wouldn't need let all us that. The pool.
Girl.
She's a lot of work.
Yeah, she hates water, you guys. We took her to the pool for the first time the other day, and then we tried again today.
She likes the hot
water.
Tub more, so we just gotta go back to the hot
yeah.
tub.
She don't like any cold water. She's like, this should have to be bathtub water or go fuck yourself.
It's crazy that she's like sitting up here, and like we talked about her, like, and I was pregnant with her this time last year, and oh my God,
she's a fucking
and now
so.
She's literally so She almost just pulled the whole mic onto the floor, grabbed guys. The mic cord. Holy shit.
You see why this is bi-weekly now, you guys?
She's old.
So, back on the motherfucking rails, Anaya. D. Fuck.
She's the Willy. She's like, I gotta get to work. I'm trying to go find the One Piece. Like,
you were reading manga. You were reading some manga.
Oh, me?
I was reading some manga.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't watch the new Jujutsu Kaisen yet, but we will talk a little bit here. So, spoiler alert for Jujutsu, this upcoming Jujutsu spoils. Kaisen season.
Skip a little bit. Skip it.
Tiny bit.
We can, yeah.
What were you thinking? What were you enjoying?
All right, so I'll be quick. I was like, all right, it was a beautiful day out. This is why I love our balconies. So I grabbed some manga, and there you go, Tom. And I grabbed some Jujutsu Kaisen, and I was on, what, book 14? No, 13.
Yeah.
That iconic-ass cover with Six Sukuna on the cover. Holy shit, guys. That whole book, I was like, I need to get another book
the
right
Shibuya
now.
The Shibuya incident.
Like, it was so, yeah, the whole Shibuya, yeah, I'm sorry. So basically the whole Shibuya arc I read, and holy, yeah, oh my god.
Yeah, oh, them forcing all them fingers on Itadori.
It's just one thing, all the fucking people that die, like,
yeah,
damn.
Crazy.
And then Sukuna popping off with all his abilities and this monster, and it's just, holy, it's just so
all the hidden inventory shit with Gojo and his past and everything like that,
yeah.
Too. Him getting pieced up by that dude. With
the
fucking
the
heavenly
book I'm on
sword
right
of...
now, I'm like super confused. I don't know. So it's hard for me to follow Jujutsu Kaisen. Maybe because it's hard for me to just follow it in general sometimes. Like just with like the inner plots of like the characters and shit.
Yeah.
I think it's the way that it kind of like, I don't know. Maybe I need to go back and see if I can read it again or I don't know. Or you just have to explain it to me because
yeah.
Like the book I'm on right now, I'm confused.
We're about
so.
To see it all anyway.
Okay,
so.
True. Yeah.
So
yeah
this,
that like, helps.
Shout out Jujutsu Kaisen because they're the only ones still doing 6 months in a row. Anime,
yeah,
so.
Let's talk about
thank hype
you.
For that. I
I'm
can't
so excited,
wait
guys.
To just watch for the next however many.
It's gonna be awesome.
I guess that wasn't really that big spoilers. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty light. We kept them. Hey,
I mean,
know,
I didn't
we
say
We kept
any
them
names.
The art names and everything.
Yeah,
say how many deaths and I'm like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely.
This animation though for it, I
we don't
tell.
Know
because
we haven't watched it. We have to go live so we can do the fucking Jujutsu Kaisen episode 1, Zoro versus, or I mean, fucking Law and Mid versus Big Mom.
Law and Mid,
still.
I love that.
We're like 2 weeks behind on that. But yeah, it's been good so far. We haven't really gotten any gaming stuff in. That's pretty much all for the fucking anime stuff. The only real TV show thing I want to shout out is definitely shout out to Tom Segura's stand-up special, Sledgehammer. On
yeah,
Netflix,
fucking, yeah.
We
oh
just
God.
Dropped. We watched it this weekend. It was fucking hilarious. Honestly,
yeah.
It was definitely.
It was raunchier than I thought.
Ones.
But I mean, it's because he's so iconic and made all his
yeah,
money that he's like, I can
fucking,
be a fucking troll
yeah,
real
fucking
hard
with
right
his
now.
Wife and shit,
yeah, like, with his kids and shit. Like he's like, I mean, just to like, I don't know, to rile people up. But he just doesn't like. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just he can just fuck around now. It's
he attacked
funny.
Garth Brooks,
yeah.
personally. But yeah, I was just hyped for all that. And then I really want to see the fucking The Machine with Bert so
oh
bad.
Oh my god, same.
Fucking so sad
I
couldn't see it in theaters.
I know.
But
we have a bebe.
This fucking baby here.
She's the bebes.
Have you been doing anything gaming wise?
Did
really?
We say she said her first word? Yeah, we said it the last
what?
Time.
Oh yeah, she said dad dad.
Did we
no,
say
I don't
that?
Think we said it. No, she said dad dad now. Yeah, on Father's Day.
She said her first word.
Yep.
She's
and it was fucking adorable.
It was yeah, it was such a good Father's Day.
We do have yeah. quite a lot of shit to talk on gaming aspect-wise of everything.
Gaming?
Yeah,
okay.
Because Overwatch has done a whole bunch of fuckery since the last time we've been here to the podcast, to the summit.
The last thing we said, though, was that they, like,
no, we
it's
never
gonna
said
cost
that. We
money.
Never about that. No, we never talked about
we
that
never
on the podcast.
Talked
no.
about it?
No. Last time we did an OG episode was over a month and like a month and a half, month and a week ago, 5 weeks ago. Because then we did the 50 anime couples, you know?
But I just listened to the most recent one.
I'm telling you, they huh. caved and they finally said that because they sold everything with Diablo 4, made mad
oh,
money.
Oh, okay, right.
So then they're bringing out the story again that they said they canceled.
Right.
They canceled the story. They said, well, we can't do it. Sorry, we lied.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, we got a big old payday from Diablo. Let's finish
we
the story.
We can afford it.
But
yeah, we can afford it.
It's going to be $15.
Right.
From everybody. Like, how the fuck can they actually falsely advertise that to everyone who bought
that
Overwatch 2 for $40 with the story mode?
Yeah.
to then turn around and say, no, this is a different story mode, so it's going to cost $15.
Like, we didn't get any story mode from Overwatch 2. Like, what are they? I remember logging on and be like, all right, where's all that? And then it was just Overwatch 1, nothing. But you had to pay money. Like, I don't understand. Like, what a shit. Like,
all of these companies, they don't give a fuck. They just overpromise everything, get everyone hyped for everything, and then lie about it. Just like fucking Starfield. They've been hyping this game up for 2-3 years now. And they're locking it at 30 frames on next-gen consoles.
But on consoles, yeah. Sorry, guys.
But why are you guys paying $700 for these consoles to play in 30 fucking frames?
This is the thing that they're doing now.
The $300 Switch plays at 35 frames.
That's fucking wild.
And you guys are playing locked at 30 frames on a fucking PlayStation 5.
It's just like the consoles cannot. I'm sorry, they can't keep up. It's not going to be able to keep. I mean, the Steam Deck was like a kind of a start.
The Steam Deck
right?
is like a fucking.
But you're gonna. Everyone's gonna get Steam Decks, and then therefore you just get call Steam, that like
a miracle. A miracle? Like they somehow figured out how to make a mini computer that like works well
That's
in your
what
hand.
I'm saying. I was tempted to convince one of my family members to get it so they could play
it's
Harry Potter.
Crazy.
I mean, hey. You're able to play clear and looking good and you use it like a damn Switch? Yeah, it was a miracle. I don't know.
Yeah, somehow. Apple dropped a new VR headset that has the only new feature is that it makes fake eyes and puts them on the front for other people to see your fake eyes through the fake lens.
Oh my God.
And it's $4,000. Well, like $3,500 and some tax, you know what I'm saying? But $4,000 to have an Apple logo on a headset.
Right.
That's fucking wild.
That's why, that is
wild. And speaking of Apple, you just upgraded your phone.
I did just upgrade my phone. Shout out to my mama.
Grandma. You hyped for the new phone,
She's
too?
She's hyped.
You get new pictures?
Good burp.
Just like your dad. I hope it picked that up in the mic.
But yeah, I got a new phone because I've been riding with the 8 Plus for a minute. Because
in
this household, we hold on. I mean, phones are expensive, so we're not upgrading every damn fucking time. So
yeah, fuck that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so... but she saw that I like didn't have an extra one, and then she gave me that one. That was it, the 13 Pro Max.
Yep,
absolutely beautiful phone. I was like, all right, because I wasn't even gonna get an Apple to begin with, but then she gave me a watch and the Apple or the phone. So shout out, and I love them. I honestly, having the watch is such a big help when I'm at work, so then I can see texts
on her nurse
the baby,
shit. Fits in with the costume,
and then I can do and then I did
that
in
the Stanley Cup
timer. The Stanley
Apple
Cup.
Watch
I know,
and
I got
Stanley
the whole
Cup,
fit
got
now.
The nurse
you
fit.
Know what I need? I just need a nurse bag to put all my shit in, like a nursing bag.
Do they, a lot of people do that? Like a book bag?
No, like I mean, I have a book bag.
Like what, a
everyone
bag?
Just brings their own. Yeah, but it's like a tote. I need like one of them.
You leave the house with like fucking three bags.
I know, that's why I need to get like a big tote where I can like put shit in and just carry it on like as a tote. So, because that honestly looks like it would work a lot better. Christmas present. There you go.
Yeah, true that.
Like a little nursing one.
Definitely from all the we had all the video game lives. E3 is dead forever. They already canceled for the next 2 years.
Wait, so what? I didn't hear about that.
It's just E3 is just there's no point in having it. COVID killed it, and then they were just like, fuck, like everyone because COVID killed it, and then all the sites were just like, well, we'll just do our own then. So like Nintendo does Nintendo Direct now. So it's not like they have to wait until E3 for them to put out a presentation. They can just say, hey, we're doing a Nintendo Direct on YouTube.
Yeah,
if you want to see our
new
shit, come by.
Interesting side note. What is it with these anime conventions being stuffed full and there's too many people? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you saw that? Like, there was just
too many people
at that convention.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The conventions suck. They all suck.
They
all conventions suck. Even PAX East, like, when we went, it was
beat. Can't get enough people to go?
No, they probably could, but it's just a fucking waste. It's just like a waste.
Everyone else is. Oh, you're saying if all the other gaming companies are doing well.
Yeah, they're all. That's the problem. No one's. Because COVID hit. Because before COVID, everyone would wait.
Yeah,
E3, everyone would come together and everyone would just try to one up each other. Now Nintendo just be doing Nintendo Directs like every fucking month.
Yeah,
I feel like Samasta tells us about a Nintendo Direct every month in the Discord.
They'd be dropping every now and then.
Yeah, and then Sony be doing their thing and Xbox be doing their thing. But like, I haven't watched any of those really. But we do have the Cyberpunk DLC on the way. So fucking hyped for the DLC. I
Hell
lost
yeah,
my
I'm
life
six.
That game for
Wait
a while.
Minute. We have it
Cyberpunk?
On the. Oh, it means coming out. All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So interesting.
Oh, did
Are
that
you
nap
excited
give
too?
You all that energy? Huh? You have nap energy right now?
Hi.
Hi.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Grab my. Oh.
You want to talk to the mic? Oh, you want to act shy when the mics are on? Huh?
Oh, she's smacking it, Anaya.
She is. She's a fucking menace. God. That's why. She's like, are you guys trying to podcast? I need to ruin that mic. Yeah? My little Chiboko?
Anyway, yeah, Cyberpunk.
The only game that I have been playing, though, is Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh,
and
my
you've
God.
Been grinding Breath of the Wild.
I was,
as well.
And
you
then
were,
somebody
you're
just took over Zelda listen. Tears of the Kingdom. So,
yeah, I got like listen. 300 hours
yeah.
in Tears of the Kingdom.
That just shows, already. Guys, that just shows how little I've been playing fucking Zelda on my account.
She's been playing Overwatch, that's why. It's because when she gets
no,
a minute, she's like,
yeah,
I gotta play an Overwatch match.
Yeah, I know.
and then she loses the match because of teammates.
Yeah.
And then she's like, why even play Overwatch?
Oh my god, I was trying to get back into Disney Dreamlight, but that was like, I don't know. For it.
Jujutsu Kaisen is coming out with a fighting game called Cursed Clash. You hyped for that?
I didn't hear about that either. God damn. Okay, cool.
It looks cool.
See,
I'll show you the trailer
podcasts,
after the podcast here.
Okay,
yeah, I keep all the info secret, so she's hearing it along with you guys for the first time, most of the time. Some stuff she knows because I can't keep stuff secret, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I do want to claim that I had the first speed run of Tucker Rock Shrine in the world for Tears of the Kingdom. I was the
Hell
first one
yeah.
to finish it, speed run, post a video
Anaya.
With the fastest time. I'll just talk.
Wait, really?
I'll just talk over her. Oh, is that annoying, Anaya? Yeah. That was for you, little one. How you feel about that? Okay. That's what she feels about that. I hope the mic picked that up.
I hope so.
And then also, so you know about inflation, right? You know
right.
inflation's been it's
yeah.
been hard. You
yeah.
know where it's been hitting the hardest?
What?
Fortnite. Fortnite is just this
really?
World ravished. The Fortnite lands.
Really?
Ravished. V-Bucks are out of control.
Really?
The V-Buck today is just insane. Yeah, because for some reason, Fortnite decided that their V-Bucks, you know, the thing that you guys have been paying a set price for forever now, those are worth more money now. You know how 1,000 V-Bucks was $10 before? Now, because your parents are poor, 1,000 V-Bucks are $13 now instead of $10. They literally
right,
thought
she's upset.
That raising... I would be upset too. And you know why she's upset? Because it's a child's game.
You're right.
If you're an adult playing Fortnite, rethink your life. I'm
on
dead
it.
Ass.
We're gonna get
it's,
attacked.
It's ruining gaming. You know all the season pass bullshit we all hate? Thank you, Fortnite.
Oh, I guess they did kind of stop.
Because
that
they're the
shit,
first
right?
ones to be like, we're the only free game on every platform. Just pay $12 every 3 months for the season pass so you can get a fucking
well, no,
jerk off emoji on this fucking child's
right?
game. What?
Call of Duty has been
no.
doing like Battle
no,
Pass
Call of Duty used to do a season pass where you would get like all the maps, but like the map you were paying for the maps. You know, what I mean, you weren't paying to level up for customization.
But Call of Duty's
shit.
Been doing that customization
because of Fortnite.
Oh, you see, oh, it's been that fucking
Fortnite
bad.
Started
oh
it, and then Call of Duty started it, and then it just spiraled out of control
yeah.
until then. Fucking EA started doing it,
yeah.
and then everyone's doing it, and then now that's how everything is ran because of greed.
Because of greed.
Because one shitty company.
One ring to rule them
own.
All.
Yeah, exactly. Those motherfuckers.
They're
oh,
trying to fucking...
also, by the way, we bought the ring packs to open, thinking like, oh, we're going to have the ring in here. Everyone's going to be waiting
oh
for like a
God.
Month. Everyone's going to wait a month. And then when we do the birthday stream, everyone's gonna be like, oh, I bet
you.
The ring's in there. These motherfuckers found the ring on day two.
Day two? Yeah.
Day two. They were like, what? We got the ring. The ring's been found. The one to rule them all. It was some dude in Montana. It's a PSA 9. The ring's a PSA 9.
It really... Oh, yeah. That whole shit is
yeah.
so funny.
Could you imagine
it's
getting
PSA
the real
9.
Great... Brand new, fresh out of the pack, PSA 9. Great quality control there.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? It was together. The one card that you got, y'all made.
The one card, bro.
They
like,
were
like, y'all
we
been
have these other ring cards coming.
So...
Tell them.
On it. Yeah, tell me. Why do you hate us?
Yeah.
It's our little menace, though. But yeah, I'm just not happy. All these video game companies are just fucking everybody over, honestly. Every company's
been fucking everybody over, let's be honest.
How can you raise the prices of a fake currency that you have an unlimited amount of? That you made up.
Yeah. They were like, hey guys, we're not making enough
money. You can't run out of V-Bucks.
So V-Bucks are going to cost a little bit more now. Thanks.
You can't run out of fucking V-Bucks. They don't care. So, honestly, we got to deal with this little shit show that we got here. We are going to try to be putting out some more podcasts here. We got a tier list one that we're working on. I'm not going to say it tomorrow. I'm not going to lie to y'all and be like, oh, tomorrow.
I don't have anywhere to go tomorrow.
Yeah, we never have anywhere to go. And then I still be like, guess what? I'm going to cry for 4 hours straight right now. Watch me.
She's not that bad.
No, it's just been a rough month with no naps. Yeah, she doesn't believe in fucking naps anymore, guys.
We're very active
25-minute naps.
Yeah, we give her a lot of time where it's just us keeping her entertained.
Shout out. What is that channel I fuck with?
Miss Rachel.
No, not that channel. That's not the channel. Hey Bear. Shout out Hey Bear.
He loves the Hey Bear. Anaya, you need some Hey Bear?
Everybody, be safe. Traveling down from the summit.
Peace.
Anaya's demon.